This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back on Tuesday, which means you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, we got to call out the ladies again. Because, we try to give them as much of a chance as possible because you seem to think that women are not good at where they whine.
Well, they're not good at directions and stuff. So what were they?
Well, we have a couple of ladies on the board. We have like three or four.
But out of how many?
We don't get that many that play.
And not that many.
So I think they're doing pretty well.
We don't have any multi-star women.
Well, you only have two multi-star guys.
Well, no, you
guys have
a couple of stars, don't you? Nothing to say. You're hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday, it's 9 o'clock. It's time for Where Are They Whining? And let me explain for those who are new to the game.
Explain away.
Kimmy's got a post from the Neighborhood app. You folks share them with Kimmy, send them to her. We really appreciate it. Neighborhood apps being like Facebook, but for where you live. Kimmy takes those posts. She removes the street names and the town references. She then reads them aloud for Tommy, myself, and everyone else to hear. And when she is reading them...
Yeah, what do I do?
You need to listen.
You have to listen.
There are little clues in that post.
Yeah, don't jump.
Yes. And because everyone here knows every nuanced stereotype about every town, village, and the greater Rochester area, we're going to figure out where they whining. We're going to do it now.
Oh, so exciting.
We are locked up with phones right now. Folks are chomping at the bit. Mm. But as soon as somebody drops out, that phone line opens. You got to snap! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We had a winner on Thursday, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes, because you disqualified yourself.
Bob.
And then you
Bob
tried
won
to
last week.
Jump on him.
I tried to jump on Bob.
Wouldn't have been the first time. Kimmy, do we have our post ready?
We do.
All right. Let's do the damn thing.
So this post includes a picture of what looks like a box full of like gaming devices and accessories, stuff like that. And this
hold on, because he's gonna bitch. Can you explain what that is to Tommy? Because he made a face like
Atari and stuff.
To be honest, I don't know what systems these are, but they're like the headphones.
It's a box of old gaming crap.
She
like
didn't say old.
Stuff
she didn't
like it looks
old.
Like a screen of some sort.
So it's
I don't
like
know.
Old busted ass.
Whatever you want.
I don't know
we
if
tried.
It's old.
We tried. Okay.
Sticky,
sorry, Kimmy.
Either way, a bunch of gaming stuff.
Crap.
This person writes, "Can someone help me out? I'm assuming this is junk. I don't know. My boyfriend moved out and left a bunch of his gaming stuff behind. There's a reason he left quickly, not gonna get into it.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck with a bunch of his things that I'm pretty sure he's not coming back for. I have no idea what this stuff is worth. Tried Googling it, but I'm getting wildly different values since it's all used. Figured I'd make some money if I could, but if you guys say it's junk, where can I take it to dump it? I want to properly recycle if possible. I simply do not want to look at it anymore, and it's taking up too much space.
Thank you, idiot.
I knew I should have never let a gamer live at my place rent free. If you know, you know, right, ladies? I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who has dealt with this kind of man. He kept trying to convince me he was going to make a living as a streamer and kept buying more and more equipment.
Yeah, she got one stream.
He just tried to sound dirty. It doesn't make sense.
I guess he gave up that dream when he left town and left me with all of his crap, willing to sell this for $100.
Sounds like the worst Eagles song ever. Johnny come lately, headgear in a box.
Willing to sell this for $100 or best offer, gaming desk included, # deadbeat, # no job, # mama's boy.
Oh, man, she's beating this dude out the door.
Well, I mean, look, if he wasn't paying rent, he bailed on her. All right, Tommy, there's a lot of things you don't understand. Stand in there.
Yeah, gaming, but there's a few things I do understand.
Love. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You remember my sister had five husbands that fit this bill.
No, she had four husbands, married the same
one
guy
was a
twice.
Retread,
there
right.
you go.
He was one in three in the batting order. So I'm looking at, these are renters.
Thank you.
They're not owners.
Wait, you think, huh?
This is an apartment.
Did you figure that out when she said rent-free, right? Stupid?
So they live in an apartment, and she makes bad choices, and they're semi-busted.
No, what?
He's busted.
Thank you.
She's established, he busted.
Okay, fine.
So where would that be?
You tell me. That's why I asked.
A gamer.
Yeah.
With a table.
Yeah. With a table.
And he
scoots. A gaming desk, as she calls it.
And you know, he beat ass out of there fast because he probably owed her a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And he left with a ton of IOUs.
So where is it?
Oh, this is Park Avenue.
Oh, I knew it.
This is the hot spot Park Ave gaming wad.
Thank you so much.
Game Wad Central Park
stupid
Avenue.
Stupid thing that you just did. All right. Again, we've
this
talked about this.
This numbsack ass mop was out the door in a hurry.
Numbsack ass mop?
Yeah.
It sounds like an Asian dish. Can I get the numbsack ass mop, please? Okay.
Set of rice?
We've tried to explain to you several times.
How gaming works.
No, not gaming. No.
By the way, you had a gamer. You lived in the park area.
No, she didn't.
What did you just say?
She didn't.
I said many things.
Kimmy's never lived near Park Avenue.
In the area.
When did you? Oh, you're right. You did.
Yeah, I lived on Park Avenue.
That
for a while.
Was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while back. Mm.
The Park Ave of today is not the young people.
How old are you? When's the last time you were down there banging on doors? What, do you run for re-election?
Of mayor of Park Ave?
I don't know.
Okay.
How do you know who's lived down there?
Because it's too expensive for kids to live on Park Ave anymore.
It's too expensive for kids to live anywhere.
Especially a woman carrying the rent for two people. It's not the young person haven it used to be. That neighborhood
has gotten
older. I
didn't say she's young.
Okay.
I just said he busted.
I know, to his point.
Okay.
We don't know if this is a young person.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. I was worried that we were on the same wavelength, but then I realized you were the dumbest person ever.
Oh, so guy who has more stars than your ass?
This is very simple. When's the last time you got one? Because I remember you disqualifying your ass last week, stupid. Why are you so dumb?
You haven't got one past me.
Okay. It's all very simple, and it's right there.
Oh, it's right there.
Young people, Earth conscious makes me believe she's young.
Right. People
the fact
my
that
age
she's
recycle.
Renting makes me believe she's young.
Okay.
The fact that she's allowing a man to live with her rent-free is a mistake that a woman would only make if she was young.
Yeah, women only make those mistakes young with douchebags.
And there is a place in Rochester that is more gamer-friendly than any other community.
I know where you're going.
And I'm right, and you know I'm right.
You're going by the university.
Really? Yeah. Where do you think I'm going?
I'm not saying.
Oh, no?
We have many universities.
We do.
These kids just recently graduated from RIT.
Oh, man, you are such a chalk
better. That's why
better.
This kid thinks chalk better. You it all
chalk,
lines up.
Chalky chalk.
He went to RIT. Maybe he didn't make it out. He's going to make his living as a professional streamer. She went to RIT.
And now who's creating
makes
stories?
Makes enough money where she can support both of them with that good degree. They whining.
Where are they whining?
In Henrietta.
All right.
And that's simple, easy. Everyone else can hang up. It's over.
All right, game over.
Walk off. See you later. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Just kidding. We'll keep playing.
All right.
There was one rule.
What's that?
And one rule only. You get one guess.
All right.
One guess. All right. So if you're on hold and you hear someone else say what you were going to say, you got two options.
What do I do?
Hang up the phone. Try again next week. We will not hate you for it.
Okay.
Or pick another town. If you say the name of another town, if we pick up the phone and you go, well, I was going to say, but then I went,
Yeah.
You have been disqualified.
I'm out.
And you bring much shame to your family. Kimmy, the commissioner, makes all final calls. Are we ready to roll?
I'm ready to do this.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We get a lot of people complaining that they can't get through. As soon as this person, the next person is off the phone, you got to pounce. You got to jump. You got to snap.
All right.
252-WCMF. Dave's got the first shot. Dave, where are they whining, buddy?
They are whining in Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
And I bet you would like to know why.
That's why I just asked, Dave.
Because there ain't no cougars in Chi Lai.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with your phone where nothing funny can come out of it? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Listen, I got just as many stars as you, and I've only played twice.
Man, ooh, that's good. So why Chi Lai then, Dave?
just because it sounds like Chi Lai.
There you go.
Man, it's a dynamite call, Dave.
Tom,
you nailed
like
it.
That pick? You like that pick, Tommy? Tommy, you like that pick?
You like that pick?
Love your pick.
All right. Hey, Dave, way to grind all the fun to a halt, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining?
Morning, guys. I'm going to say Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
There's a lot of new, younger people moving in Irondequoit.
Oh, young couples pulling in.
Stuff like that.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, you're right about that, Chris. There was a point where the fastest overturn for age was in Irondequoit, like nationally.
Yeah, it was a hot market.
It got so bad that we had old Italian men on the news complaining about it because the town's full.
Okay.
But here's the thing, Chris. I thought that was for home ownership. I didn't think that was for renting.
I mean, possibly they can rent. Be renting a house.
You could.
A lot of people rent in different areas.
But in that post, she doesn't say she's renting.
She said he's not paying rent.
He's paying her rent.
Okay, so she owns
she
a
could
house.
Own the house, and he's picking up part of the slack. She could own that house.
Oh, so she owns a house on Park Ave.
She could.
She owns a house on Park Ave.
Why, a woman can't be independent on real estate?
Chris.
Women are too dumb to own property.
Chris, we got you for Irondequoit. Thanks for the call. No, actually, because you live in your wife's house.
Yeah.
And you don't pay rent.
No, I don't. Well, I do.
And luckily, there's no gaming headset that'll fit that giant melon of yours. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining, bud?
I'm going to say Brockport.
Why Brockport?
In college town.
I'm thinking of where many... To Tommy's point, college town, but also where many game-related like stores are, and I know there's a game players out there.
That's a better pick than your college pick.
No, it's not.
Way better.
It's a stupid pick, with all due respect, Marty.
No, because you went high end; he's going low end.
Okay, but.
Low-end college kid.
Brockport is not low-end.
It's low-end compared to RIT.
Marty, I'm sorry, we cut you off. You were still talking, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's a lot of retro game stores out there. Like I said, game players, young people going in.
I hear you. A guy that wants to be a professional streamer probably only has the ability to buy this stuff from a brick-and-mortar store. Like, if only there was, like, some kind of way to buy whatever you wanted without having to leave the house as a gamer.
Maybe he likes to touch it and work with it first.
No, according to her, he doesn't. Thank you! Ow! Hello. Marty.
He could also be ordering it, too.
All right, well, Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
He just beat
that was
you,
dumb.
Bro.
That was, no, he didn't. I love how you said
and using your logic, you picked the wrong spot.
No, using my logic, Henrietta's the perfect spot. It's got a lot of younger people. It's got a lot of gamers. RIT is a video game college. They have a video game college.
They're too high-end,
What is
man.
Too high-end? All college is high-end.
No, but that college is expensive.
252-WCMF.
Compared to Brockport. We know it came out of Brockport, bro. We worked with it.
252-WCMF. Yeah, what's
Some
that
of those guys are in jail.
We weren't smart enough to get into Brockport. What does that make us?
Cool.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, bud?
They're whining in Greece.
Why Greece?
So we need lots and lots of rental area, apartments. It's Greece area. We need far enough out of the city to kind of care about recycling, but also not really know where to take it.
Okay.
If you're in your pick, then you're way too close to a giant recycle center. People Ooh. Would know exactly where to take
yeah,
it.
Right, right, unless,
yeah.
Cody,
yeah, that was
unless,
your house.
Unless these people are like, you know, have only lived in town for a little while. Like they just graduated from our
Yeah, maybe. But here's the biggest thing. I have a major problem with the college argument. What college town argument.
Well, you are a big old dork that probably knows more stuff about this than we do, so I'd like to hear this, Cody.
Yeah, a little
see,
bit.
See.
So the problem with the college town argument is, yes, college towns, lots of gaming going on, which is actually the problem. The girl would have about 500 other college guys she could walk up to and say, hey, listen, my boyfriend moved out. I don't know what it's worth. Do you want it?
Yeah, but Cody, here's the problem with that, and you know this in personal experience.
Right.
That would require her to talk to another guy that's really into gaming, which no woman wants to do, again, based on your personal experience.
but if he's had friends around before that she's probably met at least once or so, mm-hmm. then she knows exactly where to go. And she wants to get rid of the stuff, and she wants to make a couple bucks. I mean, she's going to do it for the money.
Out of context, that sounded really bad.
Doing it for the
money? She's going to do it
for
the
money.
She doesn't want.
She's going to unload that box for the money.
All right, Cody.
Yeah, that sounds horrible out of context.
Cody. We got you for Greece, buddy. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's rip through a couple more. But we'll get one more before we go reread from Kimmy here. Let's talk to Petey. Petey, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Well, you should be explaining your picks a little bit better because I had 4 stars. So why are you asking me? I got 4 stars.
I explained my pick for like 5 minutes.
Well, you're asking the champ here, buddy. Someday you'll get another star. Don't worry about it.
Your call sucks so hard that Tommy he yawned onto the live stream. I want you to know that.
Well, his picks suck hard too.
Here's what happened with Pete. Pete had 3 picks, and all of them got taken, and he chose Brighton, and he can't tell us why.
He backed into Brighton?
It's over.
Actually, no. Brighton was my original guess. That's how I got my 4 stars with my original guesses.
Good guesses.
True, he does have 4 stars.
Yeah, whatever. He's
hard to argue with the champ.
Pete, great talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining us where they want in?
Sure can. So this person posted a photo of like a bunch of like a box of gaming devices. I don't just like accessories. I don't really know what some of the stuff is, but it's all for your gaming systems.
I'm too cool to know.
I have no idea.
You live with a gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what an Xbox looks like. I don't know what this stuff is. Anyways, she writes, "Can someone help me out? I'm assuming this is junk. I don't know. My boyfriend moved out and left a bunch of his gaming stuff behind. There's a reason he left quickly. Not going to get into it. But now I'm stuck with a bunch of his things that I'm pretty sure he's not coming back for. I have no idea what this stuff is worth. Tried Googling it, but I'm getting wildly different values since it's used. Figured I'd make some money if I could, but if you guys say it's junk, where can I take it to dump it? I want to properly recycle if possible. I simply do not want to look at it anymore, and it's taking up too much space. I knew I should have never let a gamer live at my place rent-free."
I'm not going to get into it. I love that part.
What?
I'm not going to get into it. And she puts this out.
"If you know, you know. Right, ladies? I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who has dealt with this kind of man. He kept trying to convince me he was going to make a living as a streamer and kept buying more and more equipment. I guess he gave up on that dream when he left town and left me with all his crap. Willing to sell this for $100 or best offer, gaming desk included, hashtag deadbeat, hashtag no job, hashtag mama's boy."
He went from playing on his Xbox to not getting near his ex's box. Am I right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is on Park Ave because he sucks. I'm in Henrietta. Dave is in Chi-Lai. Chris is in Irondequoit. Not bad logic with the whole the younger people moving there.
Yeah.
Marty's going the whole college route with Brockport. Cody is in Greece. Pete is in Brighton for no reason at all. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I guess I'm going to have to go with Greece. Due to the ghetto situation.
Say that again? Say that again?
You know,
No, what town? I'm sorry, I missed it. What did you say?
Greece.
Oh, Steve, you suck so hard!
Steve, he literally just read the list.
Cody, I just said Cody said Greece, Steve.
Wow, I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. Because you suck! Steve sucks so hard! Steve, why you suck? Great talking to you, Steve. There goes Steve. He sucks. He has been disqualified. But Greece is not back on the board because it was already chosen by Cody, right? We're all getting the rules here.
Sure.
252-WCMF, let's go biblical with this, buddy.
Oh, what do you got?
We're talking to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy.
Where are they whining, bud? Sorry, what'd you say?
Penfield.
Penfield?
Yeah.
Okay, why Penfield?
I don't know. Just going on a hunch.
You had another town, didn't you, Caleb?
Penfield hunch.
You're not going to get me.
No, I would say you can say you had another town. You just can't tell me the town. You had another town?
If I disqualify myself, I'd call myself Pat Duffy.
Why do the jokes suck so hard today? Like, every once in a while, we get, like, a nice gem that falls out of somebody's mouth, right? But it's just the biggest dorks that we know. Because it's got to be the video game thing, right, Kimmy? Like, these guys think they know games because they're, like, gamers.
Maybe.
And they're
calling,
if I want to disqualify myself. Great talking to you, Caleb.
I'm not a comedian. Sorry.
No, yeah. Okay,
nobody
bye,
is.
There we go. Did we hurt his feelings?
I think so.
I'm a comedian. I don't know. It's not. It's It's got a really crappy phone and a cold radio show. 252 WCMF 252-9263. All right, I want to know your opinion on guys with this name.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right.
We're going to talk to Seth.
Seth?
Where's Seth? Where they whining, buddy?
Seth? My opinion on Seth?
Oh, okay, we'll get the pick first. Right. Okay, I'm sorry. So you said Pittsford, Seth?
Yeah.
Why Pittsford?
A lot of whiny people there.
Okay, all right. So we got Pittsford for Seth. All right, so Tommy's going to give you his opinion on your name.
So most Seths that I've ever met think they're tough, but they're soft boys.
Oh, Seth, does that qualify as you?
Are you a soft boy?
It definitely does. Very soft, like your innards.
Like what? What did he say? I don't even want to know. Seth, where do you live, buddy? Where do you live?
Caledonia.
Okay, all right. Ooh, are there soft guys in Caledonia?
That's not a soft town, man.
You're arguing against your own logic.
No, but Caledonia is that's a farm town.
Well, he could be Caledonia soft.
Maybe semi-soft, Seth.
Semi-soft, Seth.
Yeah, he could be semi-soft.
Got a lot of scared sheep.
All right, Seth. Okay.
We went too far. We kept Seth on the line.
I'm in the bestiality. Call me soft.
All right. So
rain the sheep yet.
I want to make a rule.
No, I'm done.
I want to make a rule.
What's that?
From now on, if you're going to take a shot at a joke, it's got to be good. Mm. It's got to be good. Because it's just been a nightmare. It's been like watching Tommy's headlining set. Just like bomb after bomb after bomb. All right.
All right, what we got?
We've had nothing but dudes.
Oh, yeah. Your fantasy.
There we go again. But that more.
It's not even Saturday night.
Chuckle Hut and Dayton. You would think a woman would have the best idea here,
they
right?
usually do, right? Okay.
Well, no,
smart.
I'm just saying. It's a relationship thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk to Alex. She's on CMFA. Alex, where are they whining?
I think I'm going to go with Webster.
Why Webster?
Specifically because of the mama's boy comment. I feel like it sounds like a guy who, like, I don't know, either did something wrong, whatever the case may be, as she said, he had somewhere to go back home to.
Okay.
And, like, I grew up I spent a lot of time at Webster, and it sounds like somebody who, like, was very lazy and had, like, you know, no motivation other than, oh, well, this looks easy. Let me try and become a gamer. And then it didn't work out. He ran back home to mommy.
A lot of lazy mama's boys in Webster, I guess.
Is that what you're saying, Alex?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, guy, all men from Webster are mama's boys?
I didn't say all, but most.
It's been her experience.
I need a percentage out of 100 of men who live in Webster that are mama's boys.
At least 75.
Oh, it's a high!
It's a high. It's up there.
Three out of four Webster boys are mama's boys. Soft old mama boys. Alex, we got you for Webster. Thanks for the call. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's rip a couple off here. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining?
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to go with the South Wedge.
Why the South Wedge?
Just it's like kind of young hipsters who probably ride adult bicycles, and, you know, he just couldn't hack it and had to leave.
Okay. Again, I would like to point out it's the other old guy who still thinks kids are renting places in the city.
Yeah, but that's a good call.
Is it?
The Wedge?
Yeah. That's how you know it sucks.
It's Softy Town.
Softy Town? Yeah. You live in Pittsford. You live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but that's old Softy Town.
Bro, on the town,
this is up and coming
Softies. The village
softies.
Flag is just a marshmallow. Like, that's how soft.
But these are up and coming Softies.
Okay. Barber, we got you.
The apartments are like in the Wedge. If you share a house, it's a lot cheaper than getting an actual apartment in the place that you chose.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Barber, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. Peter, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, they're whining wherever Tommy is riding his self-driving car.
Can we get an actual time?
Because Tommy doesn't realize those cars only do the speed limit. So when he's driving with his tinted windows, watching porn, at the old ladies watching their dogs, he's stuck. There's not enough porn.
He
brought them all.
All right, Peter, because you were so great, we would like to give you an opportunity in an actual town. Would you like to pick an actual town?
I would say Rush.
Oh, oh, that was a terrible pick, Peter. Yeah. That was a terrible pick, but...
I know, because I blew my load on the self-driving car. Oh,
so did Tommy, according to the story.
Well, yeah, we can do it together.
Too far! Peter, you were doing so good! I'm going to let you go, Pete. Thanks for the call, buddy.
He's got his self-driving buddy booth.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know where that came from.
All right.
I have no idea.
We'll finish it up as we do every week.
Oh, yeah.
The last man you'd want to share the self-driving buddy booth with. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Crap. I can't remember if what tiles were picked.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, Ben. All right. What do we got, buddy?
I'm going to go with Spencerport because of the amount of rental properties out there. And I could see, I have a buddy that lives out there. I'm not saying this is him, because he's not that type of dude, but...
Is he soft?
I could see somebody out there, you know, living with their girlfriend and not paying rent and trying to be a gamer. But,
is your buddy soft? Lives out there?
No, not at all.
He's tough.
All your buddies are soft, Ben.
Yeah, okay. Go say that for their face.
Go say it to his face, bro. Okay. Yeah, okay. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest. You know he's soft because that's the best he had.
Yeah, you know he rolls soft.
Okay. It's like I'm back at Gates as a 15-year-old. Hey, what up? Okay. All right.
Oh, God, my chest hurts.
Hey, man. Good. I hope you're dying. All right. Tommy is on Park Ave.
Forgot.
I'm in Henrietta. Dave is in Chi-Li. Chris is at Aranda-Coita. Marty going College Town, went Brockport. Cody saying we were all off, went with the town of Greece. Pete is in Brighton. Steve disqualified himself because he picked Greece also. Caleb is in Penfield. And then when we made fun of his jokes, he's like, well, I'm not a comedian. And we really hurt his feelings. Seth, who's a self-admitted soft boy from Caledonia.
Oh, yeah.
He chose Pittsford. Alex, Lady Alex, she went out in Webster, made the statement.
Statement of the day.
75% of men from Webster are mama's boys. Barbara's in the South Wedge. Peter is in Rush after the best call of the day. Ben is out where his soft buddy lives in Spencerport.
Yes.
Okay. Okay is the millennial equivalent of, are you done?
All right.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. Come on, Jimmy.
Sit down.
I mean this one.
Okay. You've needed every one of them.
Victor! Where they whining?
Well, you know we got a winner this week.
Oh!
Everybody's logic was kind of spot on. Because, they whining in Greece.
Damn it! Damn
who got
it? Cody, that dork ass nerd.
Congratulations, Cody, and I believe.
No.
Oh no, Cody does have a star. This is Cody's second star.
Damn.
I hate
two
that
star
kid.
Cody.
I hate that kid. He's so nice and he's kind and he says intelligent things and there's something about him. I hate him.
Two-star Cody.
Well, you know what it is? I'm a gamer. I agree. God, I hate that kid.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Congratulations, Cody. Way to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All that free balling and free balling, free balling, free balling. Balling, my balls are free.
I just want to point out, he did that. We there was still 30 seconds left of the song.
Jokes like that got you a number one show in 1996.
Sure as hell did.
We've come a long way. You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, you've heard the expression, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like how you've worked here for 30 years. This man is the quintessential proof.
What did he pull off?
A 44-year-old man has been arrested. Happened down in Miami, Florida on Friday.
Fake capital of the world, man.
So Taylor Swift was performing her Eras tour down that way on Friday.
Oh.
This 44-year-old man,
what do you do?
Somehow got in the building and made it all the way down to the floor of the arena before the show started because he simply had a suit and tie on with a badge around a lanyard.
So he looked like he belonged.
Exactly. He was eventually noticed by security and police, and when confronted, he said that four women had paid him to escort them to the show as their security guard.
Mm.
And it turns out he wasn't totally lying.
All right.
They found the four women he claimed he was with.
All right.
And the women said they did pay him to drive them there, but they had no idea why he had a badge.
So he's like a chauffeur? Hmm.
So that's what he tried to play it off. Okay. Although in the police report, he is listed as a rideshare driver.
Okay.
So this could just simply be an Uber or Lyft driver.
Took themselves too seriously.
In a suit, yes. He was arrested for impersonating an officer and interfering with a sporting event, but they don't say in the story how he got into the show. Because as we know from covering this, thanks to dads having to spend all of the money in the world, those Taylor Swift shows are impossible to get into.
Sure.
Right?
But I wonder how far a good suit gets you.
Oh.
That is the most old man sentence I've ever heard. Let me tell you, sit down, boys.
You're saying you can walk into wherever you want.
If you're a guy in a sharp-looking suit, like you look like the man, I wonder how far you could get before somebody goes, you shouldn't be here.
Please show me some credentials.
Yeah.
Like any ZZ Top show, you're getting backstage.
Oh, absolutely.
Because every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Right?
But it also makes you stand out
yes,
more.
Yes, thank you.
But you look like the man, especially in that kind of a situation where now you're going down to the bowels of a Taylor Swift show, where it's nothing but credentials.
Okay.
And he got that far.
Look, I mean, maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. I would think that the suit would be negative because you are going to stand out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're wearing, like, a name with your...
but you're anti-suit. You're hoodie boy. You're like that senator who always got their shorts and a hoodie.
Well, no. Think of somebody in a suit walked into our building. We'd be like, who's that guy and why is he in a suit?
We're going to get fired.
We're immediately suspicious.
Yes, exactly.
But he looks like he's in charge. That's my point. No, he looks like the man.
No, but
he's not sneaking around anywhere.
Yes, we'd have questions.
No, but we're all schlubs.
All right.
We're not at a Taylor Swift event.
But we're talking
about...
Oh, yeah,
where they're all wearing tuxedos?
No, but the guys behind the scenes that run the joint are...
Kimmy brings up a great point.
Right.
If a man wanted to get into this building incognito and act like he belonged...
Wear regular clothes, talk to us like you see us every day, and we'll be like, oh, crap, who's that?
Guy went into the building.
Yeah.
Looks like you. Looks like a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
I'm letting that guy in a suit because I figure he's here for something.
Because you're an idiot.
No, he's a man. He's here for something.
Yeah, he's here to rob your man purse.
You ain't getting robbed.
How do you?
He's probably going upstairs. He's got business. He looks like he's business.
Really? No man in a suit's ever robbed you? Why don't we talk about corporate America, buddy? Those clowns in Albany. What a bunch of clowns.
I bend over for a suit every time, man. Not like that, just, you know, in general.
Yeah. Figuratively.
But I respect suits.
Why? Anyone can go buy a suit.
Yeah.
I understand that.
No, but like
but most people don't. Especially nowadays, nobody puts on suits anymore.
Bro, this is why your generation keeps getting ripped off by scammers. Because you say, I respect a suit. When I could just go, I can go to my closet, put on a suit. If I needed a sharper suit, I'd go to the mall, buy a suit.
But you look like Big Boss Man.
Okay, you look like does not make you.
I understand that. So I bet you a guy puts on a suit, he's more apt to get laid.
Well, okay, look, they do say that men in suits, that's like lingerie for women.
Right.
But that's a different argument.
You look handsome.
That's a different... We're talking about like getting into somewhere you're not supposed to be, and you're not going to blend most of the time.
You going in like that?
You're not gonna. If I was walking around Adidas here, nobody girls. Would question.
Were you working? Are you working for Castro?
Depends on where you're going, and you want to blend with what those people are wearing. So to your point, maybe a suit would get you further backstage or.
Look in charge.
But if you I'm go to a Michael like, Blake concert, you can walk around wherever you want in a suit.
But yeah, probably I'm thinking like if you're just wearing regular clothes, you're going to blend. You're not going to be noticed. Like that's what that's the key. It's not looking important. It's blending.
Blue collar gets you farther than suit.
Depends where you're at.
I got proof of it. Again, we're talking about this 44-year-old man. He put on a suit and tie and somehow got into the Taylor Swift show in Miami all the way down to the floor while wearing a lanyard with a badge on it. It was a fake badge. When confronted by security, he said the four women paid him to drive them there and then be their personal security. Turns out he did drive them there, but they said, no, he's not our security. He's listed in the police report as the Uber or rideshare driver.
Yes.
So it just sounds like an overzealous rideshare driver. Here's proof that blue collar gets you further.
So what do you mean blue collar? Like maintenance guy?
Have you seen the ladder videos?
Oh, like how far you can get walking in with a ladder.
So there are these kids, and I say kids are in their 20s. It's the funniest damn thing ever. They can get wherever they want to go by carrying a ladder.
They look like maintenance.
Yes, you've seen these videos?
I have seen this. Yeah, they'll be like, coming through, and then like everybody just kind of moves out of their way like, oh, they must be up to something important.
They've gotten into me. Did they get into the Super Bowl?
I know they tried. It was some big sporting event they tried to get into. I don't know if it worked or not.
They get in everywhere. And then there were copycat ones where all these like teenage kids were taking ladders to the movies. And yeah, they were just getting free movies. They had to pop their ladder in the back while they're watching it. Blue collar guy.
Okay, well, that would be the other guy that could pull that off.
No, I'm saying that works way better than soup.
But you have to have the equipment. You can't just be. Yeah, you need a toolbox. You need the look.
They had just a ladder.
Yeah.
But that's a tool.
No. Your guy in a suit is more of a tool than the guy walking with a ladder.
Now, go ahead. Do your other lame joke.
I learned it from watching you. No, man, I'm telling you, like, when you blend, suit doesn't blend. Suit does not blend. And even in a place where a suit does blend, if you don't look like you're wearing the suit the right way, you're going
to
get popped.
Well, you've got to wear it the right way, and you have to have an arrogant look about you.
Is it like... I can't tell if you're giving me an arrogant look or that's just your stupid face.
I have resting arrogant dick face.
You really do. Perfect perch for arrogant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.